नादत्ते कस्यचित् पापं न च एव सकृतं विभुः अज्ञानेन आवृतं ज्ञानं तेन मुह्यति जन्तवः. The omnipresent Lord does not take the sin or virtue of anyone. It is because knowledge is enveloped by ignorance that the individual souls are bewildered. If divine is all, then naturally he takes sin and virtue of everybody. But there is a state of his consciousness in which he is aloof from everything. Therefore, the karma yogin, he combines in himself constant activity and a constant inactivity. He is kshara and akshara at the same time. Jnanena tu tat ajnanam yesham nashitam atmanah tesham adityavat jnanam prakashayati tat param. For those whose ignorance is destroyed by the knowledge of the self, knowledge shines forth like the sun, revealing the reality of the transcendental self. Tat param. All this description was of tat param. Tat param is that which is none of these things, even though he is Vibhu, even though he is Prabhu, he is the Lord. Vibhu is one who is spread out. Prabhu is one who is the master. Even though he spreads out, even all this is himself, even though all he is the Supreme Lord, even then he is tat param. He is still beyond all that. Tat buddhayah, tat atmanah, tat nishtha, tat parayanah, gacchanti apunaravart vrittim, jnana nirdhuta kalmashah. Who have their buddhi fixed on the self and who are solely devoted to the self, they with their sense entirely destroyed by knowledge attain a state of liberation from which there is no return. So he attains to a perfect perfection and he is not obliged to come back to this world. He may come back to this world but not obliged. There is no necessity for him to return to this world. He really becomes free. You might say that these are some of the basic characteristics of a divine worker. Now a very important state of the divine worker is that of equality. So, vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavi hastini shuni cha eva svapake cha panditaha samadarshinaha. The one who has attained the status of a divine worker, for him all are equal. And Sri Krishna describes who are all equal. The man of wisdom behold with an equal eye the same self in the Brahmins who are learned and modest, as in cows and elephants or even in dogs and outcasts. For him all are equal. Vidya vinaya sampane brahmane gavi hastini shuni cha eva svapake cha panditaha samadarshina. Iha eva taihi jitaha sargaha yesham samye siddham manaha nirdosham hi samam brahma tasmad brahmani te siddhaha. Everything is conquered. Iha eva taihi jitaha. Everything is conquered by them. Yesham samye sthitam manaha. Whose mind is established in equality. Nirdosham hi samam brahma. Tasmad brahmani te sthitaha. Brahman is always innocent. And therefore, when you attain to Brahmic consciousness, you become equal-minded, then you are settled in the Brahman. Na prahrishyet priyam prapya, na udvijet prapya cha priyam, sthira buddhihi asammudha Brahmavid Brahmani Sthitaha. One should not rejoice on obtaining what is pleasant, nor feel sorrow on obtaining what is unpleasant. One who has a firm intellect and unbewildered, such a knower of Brahman, he is established in Brahman. Bahya sparsheshu asaktatma vindati atmani yat sukham. Sa brahma yoga yuktatma sukham akshayam ashnute. We had also earlier spoken of delight. Here again, delight is obtained, but basically through the state of equality. Bahya sparsheshu asaktatma vindati atmani yat sukham. When the self is not attached to external contexts of the world, one attains the bliss that is in the self. Having united with the yoga of Brahman, one attains infinite bliss. Yehi samsparshaja bhoga dukkha yonayah evate adyantavantaha kaunteya nateshu ramate buddhaha. Having known, here the emphasis falls upon knowledge. Having known that all the things have the beginning and the end, therefore, one who is wise, he does not get attached to those enjoyments which are born of samsparsha, by touch. Because they are all dukkha yonayaha, knowing that they are all the origins of unhappiness. Therefore, he does not get attached to them. And therefore, he remains really in true delight, which does not depend upon any external sensations. Shaknoti iha eva yaha sodhum prak sharira vimoksha vimokshanat kama krodha udbhavam vegam sa yuktaha sa sukhi naraha. This is one of the most important statements. You should attain to this condition prak sharira vimokshanat. Before you leave the body, you should have attained to this condition. Very often we are told that liberation comes after leaving the body. Whereas Shri Krishna here points out that really you attain to liberation only when, while being in the body, before you leave the body, prak sharira vimokshanat, if you can bear shaknoti iha eva vegam, if you can bear in you the speed, the force of impetuousness, the impetus, which arises from kama krodha,